All right, we're back at it. We'll pick up where we left off. Public Works Highway. Does anyone have any questions for Public Works Highway? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. So to put it on the record, we received a copy of a document that, if I'm reading it correctly, it demonstrates that the intent is to fund paving to the tune of $1.5 million per year for this coming fiscal year and forward, if that's fair characterization.
So bear in mind, that's in the that supplement we were provided. It's in the capital improvement budget. So that's when we'd be discussing that.
Okay, so I'll save that question for the capital improvement portion. I'll reserve my time. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you. Director, were you able to get a more accurate number on the snow removal?
Chief McMichael was actually here earlier. He gave a total of $1 million for the blizzard.
So does that mean that this line item needs to be amended? Because you're only showing $175,000 projection for this year.
Yeah, that was for the other storms, not the big blizzard.
It's what, please?
There were multiple storms this year. Those would have gone into the general fund, but because there was an emergency declaration for the historic blizzard, that's actually all reserved in a FEMA fund waiting for reimbursement.
So where is it going to show what our actual expenses were, not about $1 million, our actual expenses, where is that going to show?
In the FEMA fund, not in your general fund.
I'm sorry?
In the FEMA fund, not the general fund.
Okay, and we have a FEMA fund here in our budget?
No, because it's not the tax rate. That's nothing to do with the tax rate. And it will be reflected in our financial statements, though.
Are you suggesting that FEMA is going to reimburse 100% of that plowing?
They usually do.
Snowstorm?
Yep, they usually do.
Usually?
We hope they do.
What happens if it doesn't?
We'll have to eat it. Well, in future years, we would have to roll it back into the general fund. But at the moment, there is an emergency declaration. And typically, with an emergency declaration, there is reimbursement that comes back to the city.
Have we paid for any of this snow plowing, this $1 million?
Yes.
Approximately, we've paid it?
Yep.
So where does it show us a liability then? Where does it show us an expense item?
In the FEMA fund.
But it doesn't show in this budget. So this budget is off by $1 million?
It is not off by $1 million. Because it was not regular plowing. It was plowing due to an emergency declaration.
Is it an expense that was incurred by the city?
Yes.
And paid by the city?
Yes.
So then why isn't it showing? I understand what you're doing, Councilman Lattiser. It makes sense, but it's clear that that's not in the Public Works Highway budget, so we can't discuss it at this time. It doesn't mean it's not a good topic for discussion. It obviously is. We just can't discuss it now.
So when do we discuss it? That is part of the highway budget, or it should be. It is, actually. They've got snow removal in here, so it is part of the highway budget. They just have an error of about $1 million in the amount.
Yeah, like you asked why it wasn't there. They answered. I'm not sure what else there is as far as that's pertinent to this department.
This plowing is for regular plowing, for a regular year, not because of an emergency declaration. Just the regular 2 inches came down, not 4 feet.
So the city has cut checks to pay for snow plowing. Whether it's the blizzard or a regular storm, the city has cut checks to pay for plowing. I want to know, where is the accountability for the money that was paid?
Or to phrase it in a way that's allowed for this department. If it's not here, where is it, so that when we can talk about it? It sounds like the answer is none of the departments within the budget.
This is for regular year.
Right. So the FEMA fund is not reflected in any department. It's not reflected in revenue or anywhere.
No. And that's standard accounting for an emergency declaration.
It needs to be disclosed. That number needs to be disclosed. It needs to show up in the budget someplace.
I have no disagreement. I just know we can't talk about it now. I apologize.
Okay. So when do we talk about it?
We'll discuss it with our solicitor to figure that out because it's a odd scenario. But we can figure it out while you keep going. Ask whatever you want to ask.
All right. Go ahead. Oh, another item. 63404, property damage, $2,250. That number is, I'm sure, far off. Just in my ward alone, I know you have in excess of $2,250 worth of property damage from snow plowing. Is that what property damage means, that 63404?
Yeah, a lot of the plow damage that we see, we try and do in-house. So, and there are other plow damage that gets submitted as claims, and that wouldn't be represented here, I don't believe, right? No. So if you submit a claim for plow damage, it wouldn't be reflected here. This is for repairs that we do in-house regarding plow damage.
Sure, that's what I'm referring to. I'm referring to snowplow going off the road, tearing up somebody's lawn or tearing up a berm that needs to be replaced or somebody's curbing, etc. That is the property damage that I'm referring to. It's certainly much higher than $2,250.
No, not if we do it in-house. We have, if a berm gets damaged, we can repair that in-house at, the cost of the asphalt, which is...
Okay, so that what you're saying is that will come out of the salary line item and asphalt and whatever else.
Exactly, yeah. It's the in-house people performing the work, and a lot of times the material that we're using is readily available, like you indicated, loam and seed, asphalt for berms, resetting curbing, resetting Belgian blocks. That's all done in-house.
And those materials are in line items that we already have?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you. Trouble finding my light. Quick question for you, Director. We may have asked this last night, but the salary increases in the budget, are they all contractual increases, or was there anything outside contractual increases?
Yeah, no, they're all contractual.
All contractual. Thank you.
Any questions from members of the public for Highway? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next portion of DPW, which I have conveniently scrolled away from. All right, who has it up and can tell me the next portion? Recycling and sanitation. Thank you, Councilman Foley. Does anyone have any questions for recycling / sanitation? Any members of the public have anything for recycling, sanitation? All right, seeing none, we move on to public works, recycling / compost. Does anyone have anything for Councilman Lattice?
Director, on the on tires, your projection...
We're not on that one yet, right?
We're on public works.
Recycling compost.
Oh, I thought we already went past that. Sorry.
No, I mean, we're about to. If
I don't have any questions on...
Does any member of the public have anything for recycling / compost? All right, seeing none, we are on public works automotive. Councilman Lattiser?
Okay, so you're projecting 110,000 for this year, and I'm sorry, to finish out this fiscal year at 110,000, and you're requesting 117,000, that just because of anticipated increases?
Yeah, just the cost of materials
Okay. On line 65-220 and let me stay, actually on 65-221, in this document, fiscal year 2026, it's showing an approved budget of $623.26. But in the Munis report, there was a transfer out of that line item by $25,000 for a revised budget of $598,026. So why wasn't that change made in our budget that's presented to us?
Where would that change have been made? The approved was the approved, the year-to-date is the year-to-date, and the projection is the projection.
Correct. And the transfer is the transfer, which was $25 million that was transferred out to somewheres else, and leaving you with a revised budget of $598,026. So my question is, and I don't know, maybe it's a question to finance and not to you, but it's a question to someone. Why are we being shown a budget of 623,026 when it was a revised budget of 598,026?
Because what this document is showing you is what was approved for the fiscal year 26 budget. Just because we moved $25,000 out of that budget, that will reflect next year when you see the fiscal year 26 actual, which would be our final expenses. But just because we moved that money, it doesn't change what was originally budgeted in that line item.
No, what it does do is it changes what your yearly projection is, because you have a revised budget of 598.26 and you're showing a projection of 625. So doesn't that mean that you have $27,000?
The projection says 579,193.
I'm sorry?
The projection is 579,193.
What is 579?
The original budget for
I'm looking at the Munis report from the 18th, and the Munis report for line item 65-221 shows a revised budget of 598.26.
I'm looking at the budget document that was published.
Okay, I'm looking at the budget document, and it shows your approved budget of 623.
Correct.
Okay. My point is, you actually revised your budget. You took 25,000, you transferred 25,000 out.
Correct.
That left you with a revised budget of 598.26. If you're projecting 625,000 for your year-end budget, then you're over budget by 17,000.
The 625,000 is the fiscal year 27 request.
623, but.
Mine says.
Your approved budget was $623,026. And you transferred 25,000 out of it.
My mistake. I have the wrong copy of the budget. Yes. Well, the price of fuel has gone through the roof. So the projection had to be inflated, because at the time that this document was, that the projection, at the time when we originally did the budget, we were still paying reasonable prices for fuel. Now we're paying over $4 a gallon for diesel and unleaded.
So it probably wasn't such a good idea to transfer 25,000 out to move it somewhere else.
Well, at the time, we weren't having an issue with fuel prices.
Okay. I got my answer to that. Thank you.
A question on line, where'd it go? 64-314. So last year's budget was 150. We've spent more than that. We're projected to spend even more than that before the end of this fiscal year. But for FY27, you're only asking for 135. Are you gonna have enough?
I'm sorry, what was that code again? You said 64.
65.
Okay. 65.
314.
314.
So it's an equipment repair.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a function of us having to tighten everything up. Ideally, we have a little bit more, but with the budget being what the budget is and having to make cuts, that's one of the items we cut a little bit. You know, hopefully we can make it work at that, but yeah, ideally that would probably be 10% higher.
All right, that's all for me for now. Anyone else have anything for Public Works Automotive? Do any members of the public have anything for Public Works Automotive? Seeing none, we move on to Public Works Building Maintenance. Does anyone have anything for Public Works Building Maintenance? Councilman Lattiser?
The only thing I have is, again, questioning natural gas and electricity, but I'm sure the answer will be the same.
That's why I made a frowny face when I was looking at it just now. Same thought. Does anyone else have anything for Public Works Building Maintenance? Does any member of the public have anything for Public Works Building Maintenance? All right, so we're moving on to Public Works Engineering. Does anyone have anything for Public Works Engineering? I have a question, make sure I'm reading this right. 67224, street lighting. So, is that all get paid out, like, soon? Because it's year-to-date 144, but projected to be 452.
I believe that, yeah, that's a function of the net metering credits as well, and just also when we get the bills. There's a delay in, you know, the electricity and getting the bills and getting them paid. But yeah, there's also the net metering credits, which were applicable and now are no longer applicable.
All right, does anyone else have anything for Public Works Engineering? Oh, sorry. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. So my understanding from yesterday is that effectively the credits are running out as of the end of this week, more or less. And so fiscal year 27, we're going to move forward without the benefit of those credits. So looking at the previous years in the packet, fiscal year 24, $836,000 and change. Fiscal year 25, $502,000 and change. With either of those years, was that something where, say, was fiscal year 25, were we also benefiting from credits in that year?
That was the difference. The significant change you see from 24 to 25 is our conversion to LED streetlights. And that program was only partially implemented in FY25, but then fully implemented by 26.
Okay, so that makes more sense. I wasn't sure precisely when the LEDs were fully implemented. For some reason, I thought that they were implemented before fiscal year 24. So I take it that the $550,000, is that... Would you say that that's more of a situation of we're going to try to make do, stay within the budget, or more of a situation of, yeah, that's a very realistic projection of what it's going to take?
Yeah, with that one, we're pretty confident that number's going to work for us.
Okay, that's good to hear. No further questions on this one. Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything for Public Works Engineering? Do any members of the public have anything for Public Works Engineering? So next up is Thayer and Warburton Arenas. Does anyone have anything for Councilman Lattiser?
Again, just the utilities, but that's something for the future. Director, are there any, other than perhaps what you might have in the capital budget, are there any major expenses that you're anticipating in either of these two?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything for the arenas?
Oh, wait a minute. I do have one more.
Councilman Lattiser.
Director, as far as the salary rink gods, that's showing a 27% increase. Is any of this above and beyond contractual?
No, everything in DPW is contractual. There are no raises outside of, you know. Oh, those are the. Oh, the rink guards are part timers, so they're paid minimum wage. But the other salary items, everything in public works is contractual.
Okay.
Do any member of the public have anything for the Thayer and Warburton arenas? Seeing none, we move on to McDermott swimming pools. Pool, singular. Councilman Lattiser.
Director, this question will apply to actually the other two or three items. So when I say contractual, I'm also referring to, are there any step increases in any of these line items?
Yeah, I can't say specifically, but there are certainly step increases throughout Public Works. But again, everything would be based on the language in the contracts. There are also some people who are at their longevity, so there's an increase with those. But yeah, everything is based, every salary item is based on what the contract states.
Right. I actually requested again today a breakdown of all the contractual raises, including step and longevity, and perhaps I'll get that tomorrow. Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything for McDermott Pool? Do any members of the public have anything for McDermott Swimming Pool? All right, we move on to Appanagog Rink. So does anyone have anything for the Appanagog Rink? And Councilman Lattiser, I can't tell if your light's just on from before or not. Your light's on. I'm not sure if you want it. All right, perfect then. Councilman Lattiser.
So in the Appanagog Rink, on the gas, the electric, chemicals, clothing allowance, refrigerants, you're showing nothing expended up until March 31st of 2026. And then you're showing the projections for the year. How did you arrive at those projections?
Well, the rink wasn't open for a good portion of the year. And then the projections are based on that they are really just projections.
But the rink opened up in December, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have December, January, February, you have 3 months there. There was no expenses?
There were.
I'm sure they had to make ice, right, to have electricity. The electric bill is actually through the roof. It's $150,000 for that.
Okay. Yeah, so I was just informed that the Rhode Island, the utilities were late in getting us the bills. So those numbers will be reconciled.
Will those numbers be reconciled before we vote on the budget?
With regard to the refrigerants, there are none. When we put this together, Christy and I say that meaning Christy, we assumed that the system at the rink was going to be similar to the system down at Thayer and Warburton, but it's different, so it doesn't require the chemicals. So that's why that line item hasn't been touched and okay. isn't project and doesn't have a value in FY27 either.
So again, these numbers that you're going to reconcile, will we have those reconciled numbers prior to us voting on this budget? We're going to need them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll do my research and get those to you.
Okay. Bear with me, I'm just making a couple notes here. And the miscellaneous capital expenditure for $61,975, I believe that was for the bumper cars.
That is for the bumper cars. So the electric account, we actually only just got a bill for. The same, they were so delayed sending it. The same week we got the bill, we got a shutoff notice. So we had that cleaned up very quickly. The first bill we got was $63,000. The gas bill we have not gotten yet. I have written to Rhode Island Energy multiple times asking for the bill because I don't like getting huge bills with shutoff notices at the same time. The other bills were also actually harassing various places for Kent County Water. We didn't get the bill yet, so we need to figure out where that is and how to get it paid. We like to pay our bills. Because the rink opened later in the year, we did some transfers to account for the bumper car purchase, which is why I moved them around.
So there, what you're saying is there actually has been some expenditures in the electric.
Yeah, and the date that this is printed, the year-to-date on here is 3/31, and the report that you have in your hand, we very literally just got the bill, and it was $62,000, and they gave us a shutoff notice the next day, so
we've since cleaned that up. And how long a period was that for, $62,000?
I think the first bill was dated February, which is not making sense with the bill open in December, but... That's Rhode Island Energy for you.
So that's, one would assume that 62,000 is for 2 months?
I'm assuming that was actually back billing to December when the rink actually opened.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Director. So on the line item 44101, salaries municipal. Okay, the projection, the year to date is 70,158. The projection is 116,958, and the request is 251,516. That's 134,558 higher than the projection. And could you just explain that?
I do know that this department is the only one where we add personnel. There is one additional full-time employee, so that accounts for some of it. Then the other...
It's a slush fund.
The projection, again, doesn't take into account... Well, they were only open for half the year. Right, so the projection is only projecting that half a year. When we did the, if they're open for a full year, then you know we're going to be closer to the 188,246 that was originally approved. But even that didn't take into account that we were going to have four full-time employees there. The previous budget only had three full-time employees.
Okay, so the increase is basically for an extra employee.
It's an extra employee, but also an extra half a year for
okay
the people that are there now.
Okay, thank you.
Does anyone else have anything for the Appanog Rink? Do any members of the public have anything for the Epinog Rink? Right, seeing none, we move on to Public Works Field Maintenance. Does anyone have anything for Public Works Field Maintenance? Councilman DeLuise?
Director, I just have a question on the gas and electricity. Yeah? No, just kidding. Hi, Ed.
We need some.
Do any members of the public have anything for Public Works Field Maintenance? All right, seeing none, we move on to employee benefits.
Stephen Rotondo, Personnel Director. There are no personnel costs associated with the benefits budget. Our proposal this year is for $3,651,198. That's about an 8% increase over our approved budget for 26. The increase is driven largely by a health insurance premium increase of 9.48% and a dental increase of 6.72%.
Councilman Lattiser.
Director, did you say that the department total was $35,651,000?
The total request is $35,651,198.
Correct. So it's an increase of $3,120,000, roughly. Just want to point out, too, that of that $35 million, just about $14 million is for health care and dental for retirees. $14 million. That's all I have. Oh, no, I do have one other. Miscellaneous department credits, $1,100,000. What is that? Is that copay?
No, that's not. The copays can be found in revenues on page if you're looking for the co-pays or the co-share for our employees, that's found on the revenues on page 52. As for the credit, I have to defer to my colleague in finance. I'm not sure how that's derived.
Yeah, the question is line item 75999, miscellaneous department credits, $1,100,000. What is it?
That is using some of the remaining amount of our healthcare reserve from when we were self-funded to offset the rising costs of healthcare. With this $1.1 million, there will be $1.1 left. So we're using exactly 50% of what's left.
Could you just repeat the last part of what you said? I couldn't hear you.
After fiscal year 27, we will have $1.1 left to use in 20.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we're using exactly 50% of what's left to defray the cost.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So obviously the 9.4% more or less increase in health insurance, that's a tough one. How's it look for future years after fiscal year 27 with the health insurance rates, if we have any inkling on that?
I don't. We know that it's sort of a national trend for rates to be going up. I never thought I'd be saying this, but I'm fairly pleased with 9.48%. But in outlying years, I really don't know how far this is going to go. There was a time, right, I can remember, for those of us with white hair, double-digit increases were fairly common, and then that stopped, and you were down to the 5 and 6%. That was quite some time ago. I don't know if we're going to be in that trend again.
Yeah, I think that then for a little while there, it seemed to be averaging 7%, but there was a lot of volatility. So I suppose it's just one of those things that's quite difficult to predict from one year to the next, much less more than a year in advance. So I'll leave that at that for now. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So our healthcare contract is for 2 years?
Just extended it for 2 years, yes.
Okay. All right, because I had 18% in my mind from a meeting that we had, so it's 9% each year. Total 18 over the two. Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Does any member of the public have anything for employee benefits? All right, seeing now we move on to insurance. Does anyone have anything for insurance? Do any members of the public have anything for insurance? All right, seeing now we move on to council claims. So I just have a quick question for finance on council claims. Does this line item now only represent claims that actually get to us, or is it still all the claims that come in regardless of if they get to us? Because now claims, as a matter of course, are handled by DPW or whatnot, or the administration rather, mm-hmm. and only if they're appealed are they do they come our way.
It would count all the claims.
So it's all of them still?
Yeah.
Got it. All right, that's all for on my end. Does anyone else have anything for council claims? Councilman Foley?
You cut our budget, the council budget earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to transfer some point of that 10 back to our budget? I mean, historically, we don't use that much. I just a question.
You could do that on Thursday if you choose, yeah.
Does any member of the public have anything for council claims? All right, see, now we move on to postage. Do we have anything for postage? Councilman Lattiser?
On these negative amounts, does that mean that we get reimbursed by those particular departments?
Yes.
Okay. And when do they reimburse us?
On a monthly basis. There's a reconciliation that's done with our postage machine.
Okay. Okay.
Just a question on the top item, 78205. So is the reduction... the projection was 95,000, but you're only requesting 80,000. Is that because there's more emails that are less postage in general?
Yeah, and all those credit balances balance to the actual department, and I cut their postage.
That makes sense. Okay, thanks.
Do any members of the public have anything for postage? All right, seeing now we move on to fixed costs. Does anyone have anything for fixed costs? Do any members of the public have anything for fixed costs? All right, seeing none, we move on to pensions. Does anyone have anything for pensions? Councilman Lattiser?
Director, the that $5 million that's being diverted for bond payments, how does that impact this item right here in pensions?
All of our pensions on this plan are funded based on the actuarial recommended contributions. The $5 million was actually a funding fall that was predicted in the municipal plan. We planned on redirecting that into the OPEB trust. We are not planning on doing that for a couple years. And so the amount in the OPEB budget item, the $1.25 million, that is my estimate for the match of employee contributions.
Actually, I see it. In municipal pension, the projection is $9,087,165, and the request for this year is $3,817,000. So that's the reason for the $5 million.
Yeah, and that matches what the actuarial report says.
It says, you're right, so it's actually like $5.3 million, which is what we had discussed.
Yeah.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. And this is more of just one of these items where I want to go on record to make it clear for anybody watching at home. The various line items in this category, 85 pensions. These are the amounts that the city is contributing, and the contributions by the employees towards these very same funds, those are not included in these numbers, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Also, I looked up the OPEB trust balance today, and somebody should ask me what that is. $7.7 million. Pretty good.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Quick question. I know we're still waiting for some information for the audit, the upcoming audit. Just looking at the most recent audit, which was a year and a half ago, I think.
Yeah.
There was a comment or note by the auditor about the OPEB actuarial valuation and disclosure. It basically said it was missing from the audit. I was wondering if we were going to include that information in this year's audit for the OPEB trust.
Of course. I think that would actually have to do with the, we used to do a actuarial study on the OPEB plan every other year, and we now do it every single year. And I will also say that even though our audit is not complete, all of the actuarial studies are complete that will match that audit, and they're all available online. Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else have anything for pensions? Any members of the public have anything for pensions? All right. So now we move on to, looks like revenue, if you already did schools. So does anyone have anything for revenue? Revenue, yeah. Councilman Lattiser?
The question is going to be the revenue from the speed cameras. I don't seem to find that in here.
Might I suggest the first question be asking where it is?
That's the question. Where is it? I believe it was stated that it's 2 million, but I don't see it. So unless I'm missing it.
It is on page 51. It is municipal court fines, about a third of the way down the page, 03512.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Page 51.
Page 51, okay.
Maybe a quarter of the way down the page, 03512, municipal court fines.
I see, okay. Which is 2.2 million short of what the budget was calculated for last year, right?
Correct.
And interest earned on investments. Wait a minute, no, interest on taxes. Mm-hmm. That is dropped down to $1,750,000. Is that to suggest that people are able to pay their taxes on time?
Yeah.
Or more timely?
Yes. And also, we've been collecting so effectively, there's just less prior year to collect.
Okay. And on special detail administration fees, what is that? I'm sorry, it's code 030624.
Yeah, that's just, we charge a little bit of our time for when a special detail is used. There's a special detail clerk. And
What's a special detail considered?
Whether an officer is out waving traffic or a cruiser is out there on rent for construction, that kind of thing.
Okay, so that is, I thought when a police officer is on a detail that it's the entity that is using that service is paying the police officer.
Yeah, but it goes through our payroll and then we get reimbursed.
It goes through our payroll?
Yeah.
So when you say officers on special detail, all right, so here's a question that just popped in my mind. Suppose, and it's happened plenty of times over the years that I've been on the council, where we have police officers here in the chamber for a meeting. Is there a fee charged for that?
It's my understanding, yes.
It's your understanding, yes?
Yes. The sewer department uses special details all the time, and they have to pay for them as well.
Wait a minute. What I'm saying is, when there's a police officer or officers that over the years have attended council meetings for security reasons, I assume, we, the city council, is charged a fee for that police service?
It varies.
I've never heard of it.
No, it varies. We have once in a while had to do that, but many times you see officers here, the patrol officers that rotate in and out. I think there was one instance this year where we had to pay a detail to be here the whole time. That was at the request of the council. But we can usually manage to just rotate. You'll see them. They'll come in, one more will come in, the other one will leave. And they get back on a patrol.
Yeah, Councilman Lattice, from my understanding, because I had to look into this myself, is that normally we don't pay for
the... You didn't tell me?
Pardon?
You didn't tell me?
Because I was looking into it. my understanding, because I talked to the past council president too, when we request the detail, then our department will be charged, but otherwise, we're not.
In all the years that I've been on the council, we've had police officers here many times, 2 and 3 police officers here. I don't ever remember hearing about or seeing a charge to the city council to have police officers in this building to protect everyone in it.
I was completely unaware of it as well. That's why I reached out to the past council president.
That's really shocking.
It was a shock to me as well.
To hear that the city council has to pay for police officers doing their job in here, protecting everybody.
But when it's a special detail, we have to pay that officer.
So what's considered a special detail?
If they're stationed here for whatever period of time, just like if they're out on a construction site or whatever else we have to do, they have to be paid for their time. If we can't do it with patrol officers, we have to hire a detail and we have to pay for it. It's either that or take them off the street, and sometimes we just can't spare them.
So,
and I think it's only happened one time, maybe twice since I've been mayor.
This is the first I'm even hearing of something as crazy as this. But in any event, when a police officer is here, assuming it's just one, how is that charged? Charged by the hour?
Yes, they get the detail. It's a minimum of 4 hours, and I believe it's somewhere around $65 an hour. I'm not quite sure.
Suppose the police officer is here for over 4 hours.
And then the contract kicks in, and it goes to, I believe 8 hours. But they've never been here for more than 4 hours.
So if the police officer is here, say, 4 hours, he gets paid, I'll use $400. If he's here for 4 hours, 4.5 hours, he's going to get paid $800?
Yes.
Just as a point of order, those are all delineated in their contract, correct, Council President?
Yes, it's in the contract.
So it's in the contract, Councilman. That's fine when, you know, they're doing their normal duties and they're on details at construction sites or
details
whatever.
Are not normal duties. Details are above and beyond the normal patrol. Extra officers that are brought in that would have otherwise been off.
I'm talking about when a police officer is in this chamber protecting the people in this room because of any potential issues that are being anticipated. That's what I'm talking about. I've never heard of it.
Councilman Muto?
Thank you, Mr. President. Let me just get back to my page. I know we went through an exhausting amount with the schools, but you mentioned the school deficit reduction of the 1.1 million. So that's going to be zeroed out in the revised version because we're not collecting that for revenue.
Oh no, this is exactly the way it's in the budget is exactly how the entry will be made to reduce the deficit reduction. We're effectively taking it from our own fund balance, and it's that simple.
Okay.
We're just paying it's an accounting entry to pay ourselves.
Okay. But net on the dollars come from somewhere, so yeah, we're taking it from the pool.
Yeah,
the
there's an pool. Expense side, there's a revenue side.
Yep. Okay. On page 48, with this, where we have federal reimbursements, these could just all be grants. I'm not entirely sure, but it says total federal aid. Would this be where the FEMA reimbursements would go?
No. The ruling about FEMA reimbursements in general is that you are supposed to keep it in its own reserve fund. It depends on what the grant is. The most recent large grant that we got that I can think of is the American Rescue. So the original ruling on that particular grant, to use another example, was that it was supposed to be in its own fund. So much so, we even had to put it in its own cash account. There were about a dozen rulings that came out after there, making the document bigger and bigger every time. Ultimately, the ruling said that we could actually keep the money in our general fund. We chose not to do that, unlike other communities, because we used it for one-time expenses and we wanted to reserve it for those one-time expenses. Other communities have not done that and it has created some disasters. A grant like Cranston, the mayor loves to say Cranston to me because I live in Cranston. There are other large grants, not as large as American Rescue, like the SAFER grant. That ruling actually says in the rules that you're supposed to run it through your general fund because we used it to hire firefighters, their pay, their benefits, all of that. We ran it through here. We have, and that is the only explanation I have for it.
That makes sense.
It is a GASB standard. You have your laptop open. It truly is the ruling.
I get the reporting mechanisms. What I'm getting at with these next several questions, and even the previous one, is we have bills to pay. We have income. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how it's coming. So we already paid $1 million for the plowing in this fiscal year. We're probably going to get reimbursed in the next fiscal year. So $1 million is going to fall within the next fiscal year.
The revenue will also be booked to that fund when the reimbursement comes in.
When it reimburses, but what I'm saying is, think about, I know we're municipality, but think about just simplify it, households. Are we on a cash basis or an accrual basis?
An accrual basis, but.
This is an exception to the accrual, right? Because we don't know when we're going to receive it.
It's because federal grants are a whole different animal. You know, in the case of the SAFER grant, it went over a course of a few years. We didn't book it as a deferred revenue because the ruling says you don't. You're booking it on a cash basis in that case. With a FEMA grant, they're going to have us book a deferred revenue because it will come down in a year or two, hopefully.
Yep.
With a FEMA emergency, they usually take a bank of money for all of the state of Rhode Island, and then it depends on who requests reimbursement. So we could actually get reimbursement over the $1 million we request, but we won't know until the final ruling comes down from FEMA.
What I'm getting at is we need to spend, I'm rounding this, $15 million to pay all our bills above and beyond tax rate. To raise our taxes, so above and beyond from a year ago. So simple math, we're going to get $1 million from FEMA. Do we get to count that $1 million against that 15 million or?
No.
No. So where are we counting that $1 million?
In the FEMA fund. Everything will go to FEMA. It's fund 310.
I get the fund. I guess the practicality is we paid $1 million out of our operating budget.
No, right? We didn't.
So
everything is the same cash account. So there'll be a book. We'll run this whole thing through our liability accounts and receivable accounts that in fund 310, we will book the expenses there. They have been booked there.
Okay. I get it. I get the account. I need you to put your common sense hat on now. Common sense is we spent $1 million in fiscal year 26.
Yes.
Okay. For plowing. That came out of our either reserves, taxpayer, tax raise, whatever. We paid for it. We're going to get paid back $1 million in, let's just call it, we're going to get paid in fiscal year 27. That money, that $1 million, do we get to use that for anything in general budget?
No, because none of it's running through the general budget at all.
Where does that money go for the city? We're getting $1 million back. Where does it go?
FEMA fund.
Wait a minute. Mayor?
No.
I'm sorry. This doesn't make sense.
So all of our expenses are booked in a fund called 310.
Yes.
When we get reimbursement, that revenue will be booked to 310. Now, there's a chance that we might get under reimbursed. Yep. There's also a chance we might get over reimbursed. The net of those two items eventually would be run through the general fund, but not until we know the total expense and the total revenue.
That's what I'm getting. After we go through all the rigmarole.
Yeah.
Once we get money, where is that money going to? General fund.
If it's over or under, it runs through the general fund.
Oh, that's all. So hypothetically, if we
get... Yeah. It effectively turns into...
You're making me work on this, and it's just going to ask... I'm going to ask 10 other questions now. If you keep it simple, I'll keep my questions simple, but this is ridiculous. I know there's a process, but at the end of the day, we're going to get $1 million back.
Yes.
And that $1 million is going to hit our general fund eventually. Just say yes, because that's what it does. It doesn't go into this mysterious Pokemon account that just said we can use
it. It's not
Pokemon.
A Pokemon account. It's a FEMA account. If I say it goes through the general fund, the auditors will scold me if they're listening. So they might. I mean, in the case of the flood is the greatest example I have of this because everybody was affected. It took a long time to get reimbursement. There was a lot to it. A number of communities requested reimbursement. Ultimately, we actually got a little bit more than we requested, and that money ran through the general fund, and that was probably reflected in our 2020 statements. You'll see a strange FEMA credit in there. It's from the flood.
And you wonder why people have lack of confidence because this is brutal. This is brutal because common sense is we spent money. We're going to get it back. It's going to end up in our fund to pay bills, whether it's this year, next year, or the year after. It's going to be part of the ultimate pool that the city is going to spend.
Right.
Be able to spend.
Everything will end up on the financial statements.
Exactly. Eventually. So my point is, that's really a carryover. So it's $1 million, whatever the amount is. We're going to have future use of that money, whether it's in fiscal year 27 or 28, whatever. What I'm trying to get at is that money, we're not going to count that money in the past. We're going to count that money in the future. It's a receivable, yeah.
I mean, it'll be a deferred revenue. I assume it depends on how many years they're planning on paying it, but.
So when you say defer, okay. So when
a receivable, yes.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So in my simple mind, I'm going to say $1 million
in this pot of money here going against the $15 million that we need, whether or not we get it this year. The next item, just for clarification, on the Appanag rink, we have a budget of 671 operating, and I'm just having trouble reconciling that, at least for revenue. Does that include the sponsorships as well as usage?
Yes.
Okay. Were the sponsorships included in this year's fiscal year 26?
Yes.
Okay. The number seems a lot low, that's why. Okay. And then municipal court fees, court fines. We're talking about the speed cameras.
Yeah.
That $2 million, is that gross or net?
Ultimate,
I had to ask you.
Ultimate pays us net.
So it's a net number, so we get $2 million net.
That is what Ultimate is paying us, okay. Yes, after they take their percentage.
Okay. And a couple more, then I'll be done. It could be even tomorrow, but we have a tax title sale coming up.
Friday, yep.
Where is that shown in the revenue numbers?
In collected tax,
okay.
That's 03100, the final, second to last page.
Okay, and the estimated revenue we're gonna pull from that, at least what's the outstanding tax on that?
Last I asked our tax collector, the bills are down to about 250, but I haven't actually asked this week. I don't know how much they're worth. I always ask about how many bills.
Yeah. The tax guy isn't here, huh?
She's not here. But
can we put a request in to see what that revenue number will be? I've gotten numbers anywhere between 2.2 and 5.3 million in the PAC taxes.
Yeah,
potentially on that.
Do me a favor and shoot me an email because I will forget.
Yep, we'll shoot you an email on that.
Yeah,
because again, that tax sale will help alleviate some of the pain we're feeling here. Last two lines, the school restricted revenue of $370,000. What is that for?
You know, I don't know what the exact detail of that is. It's directly from their budget, but it restricted always means a grant.
Okay. And the last one, which is reimbursement other.
I believe that's their Medicare reimbursements.
Medicare. Okay. All right. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Just want to circle back and kind of caveat off of the net $2 million from the speed camera revenue. We were way off on this last year, obviously.
Yes.
Is that because we were thinking $4.2 million was going to be money in pocket when that was actually the gross number?
No.
Because the representation, not that it was you, but the representations were, 4.2 is conservative. Are you sure it's conservative? Yes, that's conservative because we're told that it's going to be 6 or 9 million, but now it's really like 2-ish.
Yeah. So we just don't have as many, we haven't given out as many tickets as we thought were going to happen. I wrote an email to the company this week asking what the receivables are out there. It's about $700,000, which won't fill this gap, but I'm working with them to figure out how to be able to collect on the outstanding bills as well. But people are just, there just aren't as many tickets as we expected. We called communities around, and I think, you know, they did exactly what they were supposed to do, got people to not speed in school zones.
Which is fine. It just, I think we just, that gross miscalculation is disturbing from last year. Now the receivables, if those are not collected, when does the company, I guess my question is, when does the company take their percentage? If we have to send that to Rossi to go to collections,
They do their own collections, and they get paid based on what they collect. So if they have a receivable, they haven't taken a payment for it. They're incented to collect the money because they get a portion.
Do they do, and so cost for collections, sending out notices.
It's all them.
And that does not come off of, so if the, let's say the ticket was $100, mm-hmm. cost them $25 in efforts to collect that, whether that be filing fees or postage, is our net based on the $100 ticket or based on after they recoup all their expenses?
I don't actually know the detail of that. I'm assuming it's...
I don't want to assume. Let's find that out.
I have to read the whole contract, but I'm under the impression if it's a $50 ticket and they collect it, we get our portion. I don't remember what the portion is, so I'm just going to say $40 and they keep their $10. I am not remembering the percentage at the moment.
If the issue then becomes nobody's paying these fines, they're getting recouped all their expenses for collecting it.
An itemized detail every 2 weeks of what they've collected and what they've taken and what the fine was.
Yeah, I'm fine with whatever their fee is, their fee, but it's on the receivables that are not collected that force a collections effort is what my concern is. What percentage of the revenue can the city expect from something that has to go to a collections effort because people are just not paying their bill?
I am harassing them to collect them. I'm not sure. I'm not aware of an additional collection fee.
Can we find that out?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think we need to bother him this late.
No, it's also,
we can find out tomorrow.
They tend to respond to my emails pretty quickly. So,
We got that revenue estimate from the company Ultimate last year, and they said it was conservative. And I haven't been happy with the performance of the red light cameras. I don't think they're accurate. And the police are actually right now, they've been testing them in different areas because they're not reading what we expected them to read as compared to other cities and towns. So the police are out with cameras and equipment, and they're actually monitoring because I'm still seeing people go through red lights, and then I'll check on it, and they weren't violated. So we're exploring that because the revenue fell far short. And I'm not just talking about what they told us the estimate would be. It's when I did the research going to Pawtucket and East Providence. I mean, we're a larger city. We have more traffic, and we're not living up to their performance. I don't think people just all of a sudden stopped going through red lights.
Definitely not.
We also expected to deploy more cameras throughout this past year, but since they weren't performing, we kind of throttled back on it. So that's still to be determined. The police are doing a very comprehensive study.
Understood.
Yeah, my recollection was that when the bid was before us, we were told the estimated amount that the company had actually said it was going to be way higher than that, and that we picked a lower number to be conservative.
Yeah, if I recall, the number from the company was between 6 and 9 million, and then the police department had represented that we picked 4 to be conservative off of their conservativeness, which is, so I would agree that probably there's something wrong with the camera system.
There's something going on because we chose the intersections based on their analysis. And I can tell you on the corner of Route 5 and Route 113, there was like 1,200 violations in a 12-hour period or something like that. We haven't seen anything near that.
Right.
So I think we're investigating it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then I just wanted to move on to one that stuck out to me, sale of city real estate, the 03679. You booked that at $3 million less net for next year. Are we anticipating a large sale? Is that Aldridge?
Yes, we're subdividing the land, which is going to make it more attractive. Real estate has gone up. We the company that we Wynn Development, they just dropped out. We had to end the relationship, and they weren't even applying for the grants they were supposed to be applying for. So we did get the revenue from them because I had them make periodic deposits. I think they still owe us $50,000, but we're moving on now. We're going to put it back out to bid. But like I said, property values have gone way up since that was almost 4 years ago, Councilmember Ricks, that we signed with Wynn, at least 3. So it's just a prudent thing to do because it's sitting there. We met with them a few months ago, and one of them told us they applied for the grant. The other one said, no, we didn't. Speaker Shikachi had said when they applied to Rhode Island Housing, their application was disgraceful. It was like they weren't even trying. They didn't want to invest any of their own money. They were just looking for financing to get it done. They're a big company. They could have just purchased the building, but they just kept holding back. So we just thought it was best to, you know, cut off the relationship and move forward with it.
Okay.
And then there's the admin building, former admin building on Warwick Avenue, which, by the way, is going before the General Assembly Thursday night, and we can't even be there to testify on it. Because the General Assembly, we weren't aware, they can just take away the deed restrictions that are on there. And then that'll go back out to bid. And again, we had a lot of interest last time, but we ended up finding the deed restrictions so we can go forward with anything. And property values have soared since that one, too.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all I have on revenue.